Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Ben Gullett.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tell everybody what you do.
I'm a communications team member with Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds.
And you know I love talking to you all about pork rinds.
We love talking about pork rinds. Any opportunity we can get, we love talking about it.
And I just want to say, you guys have done so much during this trying time. I mean, with the concerts, with the different things, everything online. Thank you for helping us, make life a little bit easier for us.
Of course, absolutely. We just want to do anything and everything that we can just to make things a little bit more normal, if we can, but just to keep bringing joy and bringing happiness and offering different ways to do that.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, of course, we're getting ready for Cinco de Mayo. What are we going to do?
Can you believe it? It's already time for Cinco de Mayo. We just love celebrating really any food holiday that we can, especially ones like these where we can take our pork rinds and really apply them to some great different recipes. So things that we're doing right now is making some different cocktail recipes that really go great with some of our pork rinds, but also making some salsa recipes, which are really good to dip pork rinds into.
Wow. And it's important that we celebrate, right?
Absolutely. I mean, really, in this time, as you know, everything's a little bit different, any opportunity that you can take to celebrate those little moments, those little things that kind of just, you know, maybe got away from you, you know, last year, whatever it is, just anything that we can do to just kind of make everything a little bit happier is a great opportunity. So, you know, celebrating Cinco de Mayo tomorrow is great. You know, it doesn't really celebrate the Mexican Independence Day like a lot of people think it does.
Right.
It's actually celebrate the anniversary of the Battle of Puebla, which was actually a holiday celebrated in parts of Mexico and the United States in honor of a military victory in 1862. But nowadays, really, Cinco de Mayo is more widely celebrated in the United States than it is in Mexico to celebrate Mexican-American culture and another favorite of mine, tequila. So
there you go, right?
That's right. Anytime you can celebrate tequila is a great day, too.
There you go. So you're doing these handcrafted cocktails and handcrafted pork rind. I mean, just these great recipes. Can you share some recipes or how we can find these?
Absolutely. Well, you can go to our website at southernrecipesmallbatch.com. You could find a lot of different great recipes there. Also, a link to our YouTube page where we also have videos for the recipes and how easy, really, they are to make. But, you know, some of the favorite handcrafted cocktails that we're going to be making tomorrow include a Bloody Maria, which is basically just starting with whatever your favorite Bloody Mary cocktail recipe is. And then really stepping it up with the topping. So you don't want to skip on these things. So we're definitely adding pickles, we're adding bacon, we're going to add celery, and we're going to add some of our pork rinds because it just gives you this nice variety in that Bloody Mary. You've got the sour from the pickle, you've got the crunchy from the bacon, you've got the really crunchy from the pork rinds. So it really brings a lot of flavors out of that Bloody Mary and it creates that Bloody Maria.
Well, you've got all kinds of different information, too, on what pairs together, even.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can go to our website and you can find, it, not even just for the cocktails, but even some of your favorite beers and what are great pairings for our pork rinds.
Well, now, what is this prickly pear margarita? That sounds different.
It's definitely a little different. Very good.
Yeah.
It's a great margarita recipe. You're going to take your cocktail shaker. You're going to fill it with ice, my favorite tequila, some triple sec, a little bit of freshly squeezed lime juice, and then you got to find this. It's this like prickly pear syrup. It really brings out this sort of different flavor that you're probably not used to in a margarita. I don't think anyway. But you shake it, strain it, and you're going to garnish it with a little lime slice, maybe a little pork rind, and you're going to have this delicious margarita to really bring in Cinco de Mayo.
Oh my gosh, you guys have thought of everything. All right, so we follow you different ways. Let's go through those one more time.
Yeah, you can visit us online at southernrecipesmallbatch.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Southern Recipe Small Batch and on Twitter at SR_SmallBatch. And you can find us, you know, everywhere there. You can find us on the website to find us at a store near you or look for us at Food Lion, Harris Teeter, Cost Plus World Market when you're out there doing your shopping, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks. Pick us up and, you know, try something different.
Well, Ben, thank you so much and happy Cinco de Mayo.
Same to you. Thank you.
Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.